Two, three, here we go. Welcome to, where am I? I forgot. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. I don't know why I thought Black Hat and Aztec rhymed. I got it all mixed up.
It's pretty close.
Welcome
it's
to the show. Close. And what's your name?
I'm Nathan Wensler.
And name your company?
Aztec Consulting.
Now, it's not the South American Aztecs. It's A-S-T-E-C-H Consulting.com. And that is a one-way cool hat you got out there, I got to say.
Very nice.
Very, very
Thank
cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What does Aztec Consulting do?
We are a security consulting firm, but we focus primarily on application security from start to finish. Everything from management consulting all the way down to developer training and code review.
All right. So application security, we've just talked about this with our last guy, right? We have the coders, the developers, and the security people. And never the two shall meet. They don't like each other. They don't talk together. I don't know why. I don't get it. So tell us how you solve that problem.
Well, the important thing, I think, is you mentioned the fact that these are two very, very different groups.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of companies get caught in the idea that developers should be security people and that security people should
that's
be developers.
What I think that should be.
And unfortunately, they're two very different disciplines.
Okay.
Security people, not necessarily technologists. We're risk mitigators.
Okay, that's a good point.
So there's a lot of business function that security brings to the table that developers really honestly shouldn't worry about, in my mind.
All right.
So the translation, though, is the key. And that is one of the things we do a lot of consulting on. In fact, we even bring in interesting integration tool sets that allow us to take security findings, vulnerabilities, and exploits that are found, and give them a developer's context so that when the security people send that information to developers to fix, it's not in security speak, it's actually in code blocks. It's designed so that the developers, it's familiar to them, and then they will fix it because it's something that they understand. So there's a lot of tricks on how to do that. We do both a technology solution and a human solution for that. But that's a really key part of it, is to speak the language they understand.
All right, I'm feeling good.
I think that's
I
great.
Start every conversation, whether I feel good or bad about the subject, I'm feeling positive you're solving something. We'll see how it goes towards the end, though.
Fair enough.
Jump in there, Dorothy. You got some good questions,
so
I'm
you
sure.
You obviously have a methodology. Could you speak to the consulting component of what you do? You know, how long your company has been around and what types of clients do you service?
Sure. So Aztec has been in business over 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got an extensive experience, especially in application security. It's what we've focused on since the beginning. And our client base is really everywhere. The nice thing about security, of course, is everyone needs it.
That's true.
So we do a lot of work in financial sector, but we've done government, we've done manufacturing, we've done technology companies, all across the board. It's a quite broad experience we've got to almost any type of company.
What's the number one problem you think you guys are solving for when you work on a project? What do you want to put in that code? What do you want to tell the developer? Hey, this is your biggest vulnerability. You got to work with me on this. What is it?
Well, we can play the OWASP top 10 game and talk about cross-site scripting and SQL injection as the most common kinds of things. For my take, and my background is a lot of the people side of security, so I'm very focused on culture and that kind of thing. I think the problem that we're really solving is bridging that gap, is getting developers to do what they're really good at, which is write code, but to help them understand context without necessarily making them be security experts. So we can identify the problems, but if we can tell them, here's how you fix it, here's a code block that we would like you to input into the application, they will then remediate that much faster than if we just give them a report out of a tool and say, you figure it out.
Right, sure.
Right. So the problem that we're solving in a lot of ways is time to fix, where we see commonly 2 to 3 months before a lot of code gets repaired. We're seeing results down to days. Because we're able to give it to them in a way they understand. It's a really powerful way to get that remediation done faster.
Now, are you using any software to do this? Is this good old-fashioned, here's my security guy, we're going to watch it, we're going to code it? How's it work?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
There is some software in between which we use to do kind of an integration work. We take in all the security results that happen and we parse it, not just with the basic risk factors, you know, high, medium, critical, that kind of thing. We also leverage our own expertise into it and refine it, and then associate those findings with code, with clean, solid, well-built code. And that's the part that then integrates with the application lifecycle management tools, the JIRAs and that kind of thing, so that the developer just gets a ticket that says, we found this problem, Here's how you fix it. Please implement ASAP.
Now, is he going to write the code to fix it, or are you guys going to write the code to give it to him to fix it?
Well, we'll be flexible for our customers. It depends a lot on how they do development. Some houses are very focused on freeform development, or they'll have their developers work in tandem, so there's much more of a flexible method of bringing the code to the table. Others are very rigid, and they want their code in a certain way every single time. It's typically the larger houses are that way.
Okay.
So we can accommodate either way.
Now, this is another weird question. Is there open source security code? And how the heck do you check that for a vulnerability? In other words, I'm a lazy developer and I don't want to hire you.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go find my own security code that's open. Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and for our purposes, we do that as part of our normal services.
Right.
It's not a special thing. When we do code review, which is something we do very commonly in this process, that's just part of it. Most of those libraries are easily identifiable, and so when you're looking at the code, they're pretty easy to find.
Okay, good.
You'll find a number of vendors are trying to market that as the latest and greatest way to solve vulnerabilities. I find it to be a little bit of a marketing scheme, honestly, because basic code review should catch all of that. It's a pretty well-known code technique, so it's not hard to find.
It's like a financial audit. It's standard.
It's exactly like standard. That. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't forget your microphone.
Good. In addition to that, so from the consulting to fast-tracking the code development,
indeed.
Are you able to help your clients to measure the ROI, for example, on a new release? And so, for example, you can show them we helped you to reduce the cycle time by 2 months.
Absolutely. That the time frame is the biggest metric, right? I mean, when we can tell a development house that not only can we find the stuff before the problems, I should say, before they reach production, before they reach your customers, we can also help you fix it in the same process as you're developing, so that it's not an after-the-fact problem. And so the 90-day time frame I mentioned to you is a pretty common cycle we see, at least from our experience. And a lot of customers, if we can get that down to even 45 days or 30 days, are ecstatic. But what we find is it's usually less than a week. So those kind of measurements are really important, and it lets them change the way they develop, because now they don't have to go through these cycles of pen testing after the fact, and then coming back and repairing the code. They can actually do it all as part of the same process and release sound code right at the start.
What keeps Mr. Nathan up at night? What do you worry about?
Well, I feel like we've reached a kind of a plateau for technology. There's so many good tools and so many ways to secure our networks. We're still way behind the curve on securing our people. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that really keeps me up at night, is that we can get better with technology, but until people really take it seriously and make it part and parcel of what they do, we'll always be behind the curve of the attackers.
They
got to
match.
The rest.
They got to be in sync.
100%. Absolutely.
That's a new concept we've heard.
Absolutely.
Every time we ask somebody that question, we get a different answer. That's brilliant, in a way.
We haven't asked the lawyers yet.
Well, that's true. The lawyers will parse it all out. Mr. Nathan, AztecConsulting.com. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for your time.
SecurityGuideTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.